This collection of linoleum prints by Alfredo Benavides Bedoya is an ironic and humorous critique of the economic policies of the late 20th century in Argentina that led to the cycle of profit accumulation by corporations. In one of the most striking pieces, La Gran Kermés Financiera, or The Great Financial Fair, seen on the bottom left, Benavides uses representations of banks, the dollar, and public debt as satirical elements. The poster contains a mocking caterpillar-like figure emerging from a black hole in the U.S. dollar bill with text that reads, "On the 28th, we pay the debt." On the right side of the image, the phrase, "Bring your dollars and your family," ironically calls for an act of absolute surrender. The Great Financial Fair was part of the initiative proposed by Benavides, an artistic action to pay off the external debt. On December 28, 1987, with the Revista Crisis, or Crisis Magazine, a group of artists who belonged to the SAAP, or Argentine Society of Plastic Artists, formed an organization called the Printmaking Cabinet. At the door of the provincial bank in the heart of Buenos Aires' financial district, each artist contributed $1 to symbolically pay off the external debt. That day, thousands of bills featuring Carlos Gardel's face were printed and deposited at the door of Citibank. The artists sold their dollars according to the rapid exchange rate of the moment. Among the participants were Magdalena Aguilar, Daniel Brambilla, Dora Bianchi, Liliana Esteban, and Marina Rothberg. In the print directly above, Nuestra Señora de la Escuela Nacional, or Our Lady of the National School, the artist critiques the devouring force of the market economy. A disciplined line of people march straight into the mouth of a giant face, symbolizing the power of mass education. Sharp hooks, scissors, and forks are stuck into the ground nearby as a warning of the danger spreading through the city, just like the dogs that mate and defecate, which resemble dangerous hyenas. The walls scream "Menem traitor," referring to the president democratically elected by popular vote who implemented neoliberal policies to the detriment of the people who voted for him. A common motif in these prints is the invisible hand, a term coined by the economist Adam Smith, which refers to the unseen forces of self-interest that guide the free capitalist market criticized by Benavides. On the far left, we see an image of a giant hand, the visible invisible hand, that hovers over a city. In this print, Intervención Divina en mi Barrio, or Divine Intervention in My Neighborhood, the viewer becomes an airborne observer of the scene in which the hand reveals what is hidden and the forks attack what is exposed. There is a tension between the modes of production, signaled by the factories, and the threatening speculative financial capital denoted in the advertisement saying, "Buy gold." The print in the top left, Jugando las Cartas, or Playing Cards, shows miniature characters like toy soldiers, guarding the vaults of the owners of capital and economic power. The enormous hand throws money into these vaults. Playful references appear throughout this collection. The invisible hand is also present in Un Montón de Caca in Atlantic City, or Loads of Shit in Atlantic City. The hand combs through the city and leaves it in ruin. In Benavides Bedoya's dynamic compositions, tension is often present in the form of an inside and an outside, above and below, or light and darkness. Concealing and revealing are dichotomies between what could be a social economy or a market economy, the progressive and the regressive. Benavides Bedoya is a critic of everything and uses outside-the-box illustrations to show it.